Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hongbin Jung, and today we're going to talk about Alibaba as we're expecting the e-commerce giant to report its earnings later this evening, where Alibaba could see its first revenue decline on record. But analysts expect sales to recover later this year. And we saw earlier this week by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for a potential delisting of Alibaba. So what's the outlook like for Alibaba? To tell us more, joining us on the phone is Stephanie Sim, analyst for Chinese corporates at Credit Sites. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start off with Alibaba's June quarter earnings that we're expecting later today. What can we expect?
Yeah, so we do expect the company to report sluggish revenue growth due to the severe lockdowns in China, which has slowed domestic consumption, coupled with the intensifying competition within the tech sector. So as you mentioned, the market consensus now expects Alibaba to report its first ever negative growth. This is because the lockdown has weighed down on revenue generation, and the pandemic resurgence was located in cities such as Shanghai and Shenzhen, which contributed to more than half of its China retail commerce gross merchandise value, and these cities are also a major operating hub for its merchants. We also do expect its profitability margins to be weighed down by higher marketing expenses for user acquisition and higher capital expenditure. The company has previously guided they will be extending to key strategic areas such as fresh food and groceries, along with its cloud computing business. Hence for us, we expect Alibaba credit profile to see a slight deterioration, but we expect its credit profile to still remain healthy, supported by its net cash position.
Okay. And circling back to earlier this week, the Chinese tech group was added to that U.S. register of companies facing delisting in 2024. So to give us some background context, being on that list, what does this mean?
Yep. So the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act became law in December 2020, where the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, requires public companies listed in the U.S. to allow it access to inspect and investigate the audit papers of U.S.-listed companies. Should a company be unable to comply, the firm would then be added into the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act list, which was the case for Alibaba, along with many other Chinese companies, which were not allowed by the Chinese government to provide this information to overseas regulators on national security grounds. Alibaba has until 19 August to provide evidence and to challenge this inclusion. Should the company be unable to do so, it would then be moved to the conclusive list, and this would mark the start of a countdown to push potential trading prohibitions from 2023 and ultimately a potential delisting in 2024 unless Chinese authorities allow Alibaba to open up its audit books and working papers to the U.S. regulators.
Okay, well, that's a lot to unwrap. But you saw today Alibaba shares jumping as much as 6.5% today. And before that, though, Alibaba shares have been declining. How much has Alibaba in recent days impacted markets in the region, as well as Hong Kong's tech shares and bonds overall?
So following the inclusion of Alibaba to the list last Friday, its U.S.-listed ADR actually fell by 11% on that day itself, and its Hong Kong-listed shares followed and traded 4% lower on Monday. However, its fellow Chinese tech peers, who were also previously identified by the SEC, such as Baidu and JD, had their U.S.-listed ADR traded 3 to 4% lower on Friday as well. But when we look at the Hang Seng Tech Index, on Monday, it traded flat compared to Friday, close despite the Alibaba's inclusion. Hence, the impact on this on the other Hong Kong shares are pretty muted.
And Alibaba says that it will strive to keep New York listing despite the addition to that SEC watch list. But what is the impact of a forced delisting for Alibaba? And is it manageable for them?
Yes. So when we look at it from a credit perspective, we think that a forced delisting is credit negative, but it's manageable for the company. So we think that the key risk from this from the delisting from the U.S. includes a shrinking international investor pool, as some investors may have mandates to prevent them from investing in non-U.S. listed firms, as well as a thinner trading liquidity and a potential loss of investors' confidence without the SEC disclosure requirements. But we think it's manageable because of the following reason. The U.S. is not the primary exchange for Alibaba's dollar bonds, and the company also has a secondary stock listing in Hong Kong as well, which will allow it to tap the international market. Most importantly, Alibaba has a healthy credit profile, supported by its strong balance sheet and net cash position of RMB 305 billion as of 31st March, as well as access to funding which can help the company cushion the negative impact of a USD listing.
Okay. So then also, what can Alibaba do to ease the negative impacts of a forced delisting?
So just last week, Alibaba announced its plans to apply to convert its secondary listing in Hong Kong to a primary listing. And we think that this is a credit positive move for the company. So a key difference between a dual primary listing and a secondary listing would be that Alibaba will now be subjected to both the Hong Kong and US listing requirements. While in the past, it was mainly subjected to the regulations and the regulatory authorities of US, where it was primarily listed. We think that Alibaba's decision to be primarily listed in Hong Kong allow it for a broader investor base, which mitigates the USD listing risk. So post its primary listing in Hong Kong, Alibaba will likely be included in the Hong Kong and China Stock Connect trading link, and this will enable it to access investors in mainland China as well, including a wider pool of retail investors. So in our view, this could in turn reduce its reliance on US investors and mitigate the regulatory risk from a potential USD listing.
Okay, I see. Well, Alibaba on that SEC watch list, but are there any other Chinese corporates like Alibaba that's also at risk of delisting? And how can other Chinese companies avoid such a forced delisting event from happening as well?
So there are currently 159 Chinese firms that has already been identified by the SEC, and of which 153 are already on the conclusive list and 6 are still in the provisional list. So this includes companies such as Baidu, JD, Weibo, PetroChina, and Yum China. And in our view, all Chinese US listed companies will be at risk of a forced delisting, given that it's a Chinese law which is now preventing these firms from providing their audit working papers to the US regulators. In our view, Chinese companies are actually willing to comply to the SEC regulations, as multiple firms, including Alibaba, like how you have shared, has released statements following their inclusion to state that they will strive to comply with US and domestic regulations to maintain their US listing. But we do think that it may be prudent for US-listed Chinese companies who has not listed on a secondary exchange to potentially seek a dual listing in another exchange as well to help mitigate the risk of this delisting. So overall, we think it still remains up to the discussion between the US and Chinese authorities to come to an agreement with regards to the audit access for US regulators, which would then allow for these Chinese firms to remain listed in the US.
Okay. Thank you for that outlook. Thank you, Stephanie, for your time and your insights today.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Stephanie Sim, analyst for Chinese corporates at Credit Sites. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.